Now they have gone astray. But we're still holding on. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Reach over and touch somebody and tell them I'm still holding on. And tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I've never let go. I never let go of his hand. If you have your Bibles, turn with us today very briefly. Amen. To the book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, verse number 17. Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Verse number 17, there you will find my assignment. Amen. Isaiah 53 and verse number 17. Somebody says 17. Amen. Isaiah 53 and 17. Amen. Isaiah 53. Amen. Amen. Did I write the wrong scripture? Amen. Let me look right quick. Amen. I was doing this in the dark. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 53 and 17. Amen. Isaiah 54 and 17. Amen. In the book of Isaiah 54, verse number 17, it says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Hallelujah. Every tongue that shall rise itself against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we appreciate you now. We thank you for this day because this is the day that you've made. And we do rejoice and we are glad in it. Thank you, God, because if it had not been for you, God, we don't know where we would be. It takes you, God, to allow us and cause us to move. And it takes you that allow us and cause us to breathe and have our being. God, we thank you, God, because you allowed us to come together one more time. It wasn't promised us on last Sunday that when we left that we would be back this Sunday. But all because your love, your grace, and your mercy, we are here. We appreciate you right now. God, I pray that you cause your anointing to just fall in this place. Cause some lost and disfranchised soul to find a glimmer of hope in your word. Bread of heaven, feed us until we want no more. We appreciate you, God. Thank you for the church anniversary. God, thank you for what you've done thus far. I believe, God, that you want to do greater. Greater, God, we expecting greater. We see greater. We feel greater. Thank you for those you have sent our way to labor in the vineyard. I appreciate you for them right now. Encourage the heart, God, every now and then drop something in their basket to let them know that you favored them. We appreciate you right now. We give you the glory and the honor that is due your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the book of Isaiah 54 instead of 53, verse number 17, we find a profound yet prophetic word. A word that if we take it to heart and allow it to be the foundation on everything that we breathe and believe, we'll find that nothing will be able to overcome us. If we take this scripture and write it on our mirrors, put it on our refrigerator. We take this scripture and place it in our cars and place it in our offices or at our cubicles. Write it on a card and put it in our billfold. We'll find that nothing will be able to overcome us. I found out some years ago, and so many of us have found out, that oftentimes and many times in life, we, me, you, all of us will be faced with some adversity. We will be faced with some things in life that will sometime cause us to take a second breath. We will be faced with some things in life that will sometime cause us to just ask God why. David said it like this. He said, "My feet had almost slipped." We will go through some things, especially those people, and we always talk about it and always minister about people of purpose. If there is a purpose by design for your life, you will go through some times in your life when you will feel like you're all by yourself. You will go through some times in your life when you would be in the room with somebody and yet you would feel like you're in the room all by yourself. Sometimes people will ask you a question, "What's wrong?" And you want to look at them and say, "You don't want to know. I can't begin to tell you what's wrong." Amen. In fact, a shorter conversation would be what's right. Come on in here, somebody. So if you're called by God, you will be at times going through some difficulties. I said difficulties in your life, some adversities, when you will be faced with something that will not move. That will not move, no matter how hard you push, no matter how hard you try, no matter how hard you pray, you will be faced with some things that refuses to move. Some stuff that will stand right in your face, and you want to almost say, Jesus, don't you see this? There will be some times in your life when you would say, Lord, I paid tithes, I've given offerings, I've sung songs, I went out of my way to be a blessing to you. Don't you see this that is in my way? You promised that if I worship you, if I served you, that you would move stumbling blocks out of my way. And yes, we will go through those difficult times in our lives when you won't have an answer. I told you some months ago that you done told people how great your God is. I told you some months ago you done told people how God would open doors for you that no man can close. I told you some time ago that you've already told people that God will pay your bills. I don't need a man. God will pay my bills. And then all of a sudden, here you are with your bills are due. And the same people that you told that God would pay your bills is looking you right in the face and said, you want me to help you now? Look over at somebody telling me it won't work. You're going to be faced with some things. You're going to be faced with some obstacles. If God has his hands on your life, expect to have some adversities. Adversities come for the sole purpose of trying to make you quit. Yeah. The sole purpose that the devil has for most of us is trying to make you quit. If he can make you quit, then he knows that he can block everybody that's going to be delivered all because of you. If he can make you quit, everybody that's going to ever hear the gospel through you, through your life being changed, through your life being changed for the better, if he can just make you quit. Sometimes he'll turn the heat up so high, amen, until you almost want to curse God and die. Sometimes he'll cause things to happen in your life and cause them to happen so rapidly until you're afraid to answer the doorbell, baby, because you don't know what's going to happen next, amen. But you got to recognize and realize that the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. He's a liar. Look at somebody and tell him, the devil is a liar. And tell him and his grandmother too. Amen. He's a liar. He's a liar. And you got to remember that. You got to recognize that. And regardless of what you're going through, the devil is a liar. And everything the devil brings against you, he brings it for the sole purpose of trying to cause you to quit. So you got to understand there must be something great on the inside of me for the devil to send not one demon, three demons my way. So if I just learn how to persevere and get past what I thought I couldn't get through, there must be a silver lining on the other side. God must gonna bless me or somebody. Do you not understand that sometime when you get on the other side, the blessing is not always for you. It could be for somebody else. Sometimes you got to learn how to stand in the gap for somebody else. Don't always be selfish and say, I'm going through for me. No, baby, sometimes God wants you to go through for your auntie. Sometimes God wants you to go through for your uncle. Sometimes God wants you to go through for your sister or your brother. And when you finally make it through on the other side, and you sitting there and said, Lord, thank you for allowing me to go through. And out of nowhere, you get a cell phone call and say, you know what? You going to church Sunday? And they say, yeah, I'm going. You know what? I might just go to church with you on Sunday. Put the phone down. That's wrong enough to say, y'all ain't talking to me in here. That time when somebody told you, I'm going to church with you this week, come by and pick me up. Then all of a sudden, you understood why you had to catch the hell you had to catch. Then you understand why you had to go through what you had to go through. Because God was delivering somebody through you. Ooh, who am I preaching to in here? So the adversity and the struggle comes for the sole purpose of trying to make you quit. Reach over and touch somebody and tell them, don't quit. Don't quit, don't quit. Go ahead and testify to them, say, because this ain't about you anyhow. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Go ahead and tell somebody, say, you know, if it had been about me, I would have quit a long time ago. Go ahead and tell them a secret. Say, you know, before you even came to church, baby, I was praying for you. Come on. Before you even gave your life to God, I was praying for you. When I was catching all that hell and you thought something was going on in my mouth, baby, I was praying for you. Don't take it slightly that you sitting beside me in church, because I was praying for you. And tell them, look at you, because somebody prayed for you. Oh, at least three people should have been shouting right there. I said at least three people should have been shouting. Because now I realize why my mama caught the hell she caught. Because she had a son on the inside of her that was going to preach the gospel. Somebody shout, yeah! Every now and then you need to tell the devil, devil, I see you coming. But you won't win this one. Do I have a witness in here? Every now and then you need to tell the devil, I saw you coming. And that's why I got it. Because I need some power. Well, the Bible said, think it not strange when you go through diverse temptations. Don't be so overwhelmed over your past, because your past does not determine your future. Are you with me in here? Your past is just an indication of where you were going. Because the devil took some of y'all through all kind of hell and high water. But God had his hands on you. Do I have a witness in here? Back in the day, you know, before we had washing machines, you know. Mama had that big old tub and fill it up with water and put a little Tide in it. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. And when she washed my jeans and my shirts, but squeeze it. Take it under the water and squeeze it. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. See, some of y'all been going under the water, but you ain't been dying, because God been watching for a day that he has purposed your life. Do I have a witness in here? And you thought you was going down for the last count. But God said, I'm just getting ready to use you. I'm getting ready to use you. And sometimes I have to get the stains out of your life but I'm getting ready to use you. Look over at somebody and tell him, he's getting ready to use me. I'm almost there. I'm almost there. So those who are called according to his purpose, you would have some troubles in your life, some troubles, some trials. You will go through some low times in your life. You will have some valley experiences where you will feel so low that you don't even feel like going back to church. So low that you don't even feel like worshiping God. So low that you don't even feel like even lifting your hand and you say, Lord, let me die right here. I was back in Alabama another day, and the Lord began to speak to me. He said, son, you must understand. He said, sometimes when you're going through those difficult times in your life, he said, you can't always wait for somebody to come along and rescue you. Oh. He said, if you wait on somebody to come along and rescue you, he said, you're going to die where you are. He said, remember those good movies when people are caught up in a bad situation and nobody seems to come along and rescue them, and they make him in their mind, I refuse to die right here. And they begin to find a way to get out of a bad situation. And God said, sometimes you got to learn how to find a way to get out of a bad situation. You won't always have no zero and no hero. You won't always have somebody to come along and leap a tall building with a single bounce. You won't always have Batman coming along. You won't always have a superwoman to come along. But you're going to have to make up in your mind, I'm not going to die like this. Do I have a witness in here? I'm going to find a way to get up out of here. Run over and high five somebody and tell them, I'm not going to die like this. I'm not going to die like this. I'm not going to die like this. You can't always feel sorry for yourself. You can't always have regrets. You need to learn how to get yourself up. Dust yourself off and live. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbors, I'm gonna live. Tell him it might look bad, but I'm gonna live. Tell him I might not have no resources, but I'm gonna live. Tell him I might not have two nickels to rub together, but I'm going to live. Who am I preaching to in here? God said you are set there waiting on somebody to rescue you. And they never come and you're going to die. He said, but if you get up and climb your way out of whatever situation you're in. Sometimes you have to scratch your way out. Oh, y'all ain't with me. Sometimes you have to use what you got to get out. Sometimes you have to do what you said you'd never do to get out. Come on in here, somebody. Oh, you might laugh at me. You might call me crazy. But look at him and tell him, say, I'm going to be back somehow. Some way I'll be back. Somehow I'll be back. Because no weapon formed against me. Hallelujah. And God began to let me know that even if you're in that bad situation, that low point in your life, in that valley experience, you must understand that when you was jumping and shouting and speaking in tongues, he said, I was God then. When you was driving your car, I was God then. When you was living in your nice house, I was God then. When you was eating T-bone steak, I was God then. When you was leaving your big tips, I was God then. He said, but now that you're in your low life, you need to understand that I am as much God in the valley that I am in the mountaintop. You just got to believe that I am that I am. Somebody shout glory. When you got tears in your eyes, I'm God. When you're broke, busted, and disgusted, I'm God. When you're having to hug your pillow just to go to sleep, I'm God. Somebody shout glory. When you go to the grocery store and you bypass what you want only to get what you need, I'm God. Who am I preaching to in here? But you gotta have the to see me. You got to focus on me, even when I've hid myself. Who am I preaching to in here? He said, I am as much God in your low places that I am in your high places. But you got to see me there. Do I have a witness in there? I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Look at somebody and tell them he's still God. He's still God. Come on, tell them he's still God. And if he's still God, one thing I figured out is that it doesn't matter where I am in life, as long as God is there. Did you get that? It doesn't matter where I am, as long as God is there. Because if God is there, then I got everything I need there. Oh, y'all ain't talking to me. I might not have no friends there. Might not have no family there. Might not have no Visa card there. Might not have no American Express there. But as long as I got God there, you see, God can make a way out of no way. God can open a door that no man can close. God can speak a word, and his word won't return unto him void. As long as I got God there, everything will be all right. David said it like this, and I'm almost there. David said, though I walk, action, through the valley of the shadow of death, location, I will fear no evil. Attitude. For thou art with me, substance. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Protection. So as long as God is with me, reach over and touch somebody and tell them, I'm all right. No, 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 no. You didn't get that, because three people, at least three people should have been shouting. Notice I did not say I'm going to be all right. I don't know who I just said that to, but I got some folk in here right now. You in a bad situation. You in a bad predicament. I ain't gonna lie to you. It don't look good. Y'all ain't talking to me there. In fact, it looked very, very bad. But I stopped by here to let you know. As long as God is with you in that bad predicament, as long as God is with you in that bad situation, as long as God is with you, it don't never ever matter. If God is with you, I stopped by here to let you know, no one that is going to prosper. Somebody say, yeah. I'm not saying it won't form, because the devil's going to try everything in his power to get you to turn around. He'll work through folk. He'll work through people. Had your back, but the devil is a liar. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Did you get that? No weapon formed. No weapon. Oh, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. I said no formed against me is going to prosper. Reach over and touch somebody and tell them, God got my back. I said, God got my back and my side and my front. Oh, I have no church in here. Reach over and touch somebody. Tell me it won't work. Tell them it's not going to work. Tell them it hadn't worked. It didn't work. And it ain't going to work. Tell them I'm coming out of this. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. It looked bad. But every now and then you all just look at somebody and tell them, I'll be back. You need me to call your lawyer? You need me to call somebody to come? Because the reason why God's sending me in there is because he got somebody in there that can't nobody reach unless they go. And as soon as I go in there and preach to whoever he got in there, is the sooner I'll be out of there. Did you get that? If you ever been in jail, you might have missed your opportunity, because there was somebody in jail that God needed you to minister to. You went in mad. You want something meat? Not. I don't know what got me. Ain't why God sent you up. Don't go into the place and be so upset. Don't deliver who's supposed to be delivered. Because if God placed you there, you got to understand no weapon formed against you can prosper. So you need to learn how to ask God. Say, God, I don't know why I'm here, but I know it must be according to your plan. So show me what it is that you want me to do. It won't work. I don't care where you are, what situation you're in, it ain't gonna work. If God is in there with you, you're gonna come out on the winning end. Job said, though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust him. I'm still going to trust him. I'm still going to trust him. I want to pray. I don't know who I was preaching to, but I was preaching to somebody. If you're in this place and God has ministered to you, I want to pray with you. Will you come? It ain't over. It ain't over.
No, it isn't.
I just want to touch and agree with you.